Welcome to Ensuring Success, the podcast that takes you on a journey to unlock the keys of achieving not just fleeting victories, but sustainable and fulfilling success. This is Ensuring Success. Welcome back to another episode of Ensuring Success, a Houchins Insurance Group podcast. Today, we're joined by Andy Barker, our CEO, and Brandon, our Nashville market leader. Brandon and Andy are going to spend time today talking about the power of saying no and what that means and what it looks like in our model here at HIG. But before we get started, Brandon, will you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do here at HIG? And then, of course, our staple question, how do you ensure success?
Hey there, this is Brandon Ernstis. I'm the Nashville market leader at Houchins Insurance Group. I help lead our team there locally on both the benefits and the P&C side, but in my day-to-day role, still focus on advising clients on the employee benefits side, you know, and helping them create strategic long-term plans around managing healthcare spend. And how I ensure success, most importantly, is for everyone around me and myself to have an integrated life, not only on the business side, but also on the personal side. And making sure that the time spent outside of work as well as the time inside of work are integrated on all fronts, that we have a mission, we have a vision, you know, goals. We're really tying all those things together, you know, to have a successful life, not only when it comes to working with partners, but also when it comes to, you know, leading a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, well, what a great way to kick us off. And Brandon, the great thing is I get to see that and witness that. So just as we just talked a few minutes before we got started here, Brandon, it was 7 years ago you joined Houchins Insurance Group, and you came from a role and basically doing frontline marketing inside Jimmy John's from that perspective. The best thing in that, and what I really want the listeners to hear today, is how you've been able to develop from that day I met you to the who you are today. And hopefully everyone caught it, but he's now our market leader in Nashville. He's been here 7 years in that role, but the success that he's had has been so instrumental inside of our organization and so many different capacities. And when I say that, first as a young producer, really developing and up the time, the speed he had in that, but also the mentorship he's given to those around him, and most recently with his newest addition. Hopefully we can talk about him a little bit today. And then lastly, just now in your increased capacity as the market leader there in Nashville and what you're doing. And I think we can talk a little bit about maybe y'all's night, the other night at the Sounds, and the kind of results that you all saw from that. That picture really encapsulated that. I want to talk a little bit about that. So we'll make sure those are there. But really our topic today is, you know, really talking about the, you know, what do we do from determining an ideal client? And this is something, you know, even inside of our organization, which I take great pride of what we've been able to accomplish, where we've kind of established ourselves now. But you've been basically the headmaster of this and leading by example. So if you would, let's just start off with what goes into determining your ideal client.
Yeah, I'd say first and foremost, you really, you know, a lot of times people automatically want to go to size, right? They think size. I'd say it really starts from a partnership mentality. So starting that initial, you know, when you're talking to potential new clients, really thinking first and foremost, does this client and does this relationship get started on the right foot, where there is a partnership mentality? So, and the reason I think that is such an important piece of how we look at potential clients is because the impact it has on our people internally. So from there, then obviously we're looking at, you know, what is that size of that client? And does it, you know, not only suit how we can really be most successful, but are we being the best partner to them? So, you know, we can give a target range of, you know, X amount of lives to X amount of lives, or a target revenue range, but really understanding how do our capabilities best match with a potential partner? Because time and time again, we see it at both ends of the spectrum, small, large, you know, or a client that doesn't have the partnership mentality, where we can look at it very early on and go, you know, hey, we really thought this could be a good fit, but we uncovered some details, or we uncovered some items where it maybe not be. So I'd say really those two pieces, you know, size and mentality of the potential client would be my first, you know, two big checks, you know, to understand, does it make sense to have this as an ideal client? And then the second piece really there, and you know, I know we've talked about this, but talking about the verticals and how we are specialized in the marketplace significantly impacts the PNC side, you know, of finding that ideal client, what it looks like, you know, what industry they're in. But I'd also argue it has an impact on the benefit side as well, when, you know, in really two ways. Either what kind of strategies you're using, and if they fall into that vertical of a strategy we're utilizing, or at the end of the day, is what do your potential new clients have in common and commonality? So you can look at kind of checking those off as you go down the road for either side, the property and casualty or the employee benefits. But those are the areas I'd start high level of how do we identify the right potential client.
I love it. So if you haven't heard the previous segment that we did with Brian Sewell, we talked a lot about specialization and why that's so vital to our business model that's there. Brandon, you all, when I say you all, talk about your team. I'm going to ask you describe a little bit about your team here in just a second. And it's been great to see how you're learning lessons of those first years. And we talk about this. Brandon leads a 7:30 a.m. call on Friday mornings, every other Friday morning, to mentor this and share this with others so that we can grow faster and get our younger tenured producers up to speed that much faster. You know, some of those topics we talk upon that are such a reality catch for those producers who are going through that. I mean, it's not an easy role what you've done, and you've seen it firsthand. You and I had those discussions when you first came on board. One of our mindsets, and so one of the things we drive, that's important to the listeners understand this, is that we drive two new business appointments a week. That's really kind of the mentality that we ask of our producers. I think one thing that you did unbelievably with you and your team is that you changed that mentality of how we got there. You know, I still think you believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, in that appointments and the cadence of going forward, but how we approach that. I'd love for you to just tell the listeners what mindset shift you've made to make stop saying yes to all those opportunities, because that's such attractive tool as a new producer coming up. Man, you're willing, you just want to be in front of people, you'll do anything. So talk us through that and what you've done.
Yeah, so first and foremost, I'd say it's really on going back to how you start even before you try to engage with a potential new client, right? So first and foremost, you're kind of going through all those checks I just mentioned. Okay, do they fall in this box? Check, check, check. But then, you know, after that is in that initial discussion with a potential client is understanding when it makes sense to either say, hey, really appreciate the time. You're either A, you don't fit into who we work with, or B, you know, we're not the best fit for you. You know, and helping people to understand is it's really not a one size fits all. On the best side of this, and I think this is a win for everybody when you talk about agency capacity, our team's capacity, workloads, processes being streamlined. When you identify those right clients, it allows our team to operate at a higher level, you know, and not just our team as a production team. So you mentioned Steve, myself, you know, it gives you more capacity, but think about, you know, everyone else behind the scenes that is working all the way from the actuarial team to the marketing team, to our tech team. When you're not bogging down those groups with clients that don't fit our box, it allows them all to perform at their best.
You know, kind of off track here a little bit, what's that done with your average size of account and focus that you're doing? And you're talking about capacity. You ended there with capacity of your teams and all. What impact has it had to you and your team there?
Yeah, it's been extremely beneficial to us, because when you talk about the ideal client, you know, I mentioned a piece of that being the size. You know, when you talk about size and your target accounts, and something our agency has really done a great job, you know, is ramping up our own capabilities and our own expertise to be able to go, you know, more and more upstream, you know, and focus on those clients that I would say are being underserved in the marketplace, you know, that are at, I would say, you know, a mid-size business. You know, wouldn't be considered small businesses, but when you talk about these clients in that range, they're being underserved and overlooked by a lot of our industry. You know, so I think a lot of it comes down to finding the right size clients, you know, as far as, you know, our agency, our capabilities, and how they match up. for our team specifically, what's that allowed us to do is really work with more experienced buyers, if you will, in the marketplace. It's allowed us to come in and, due to our experience with those buyers, bring extreme value to the conversation immediately. And because of that, I'd say it's, you know, has allowed us to increase our average size client we're working with. You know, you mentioned something there early is when we have that intro conversation, we're having a completely different conversation, right? And that conversation is driven toward executive teams of middle market companies. So it resonates extremely well with them. You know, Houchins and how we're growing resonates well with them. You know, when you find those right partners in the marketplace that are focused on growth, focused on long-term strategy, and they have a plan in place they're executing, or they want to have a plan in place that they're executing, it creates a different type of dialogue very early on.
Yeah. And it, man, it has been so fun to see that evolve in the whole process and what's taken place. I'm talking about your close ratios. I'm talking about your time spent, you know, much more of a sniper approach versus a shotgun approach to what you've done. And even, and you've always been one of the better ones at doing that, how much that's even improved since you've adapted this. So although you and I are two different points in our careers, we share a lot of things in common. Obviously, that 10X mindset. And man, how appreciative we are as an organization that we have people that think like you do. What action items have you implemented to live in that concept?
Yeah, so first and foremost, you know, this discussion exactly, you know, is really thinking much larger than we have. You know, when you talk about commitments back to the agency, first thing I do, you know, on those is 10X them. So if we think in a 10X mentality when it comes to our commitment to the agency, and when I say commitment for those listening, you know, that's our new revenue commitment back to our employee owners. You know, so when I talk about that, I automatically go ahead and 10X it, because if you could 10X that, you're going to have to work and operate completely different than just 2Xing that. So, you know, I'd say that's the first space. You know, the second is, Andy, you kind of mentioned, you know, that sniper approach. You know, I think that very quickly allows you as an individual, when you have that clear mindset of exactly what you're trying to accomplish, instead of fogging it and focused on a 2X, hey, if I can only do two times more, that sniper provides a very clear vision to where you're going.
And I think it's truly alive inside of our organization. And we have people like yourselves that are really leading inside the organization doing those things. And I think that we're, that momentum is building. But man, we still have so much more potential because of that very thing. And I think others are beginning to see it. I remember Wells Gunn coming to me recently and talking about, hey, you know, we have a standard of how much business we write. But he said, hey, what says I can't write $1 million, Andy? I said, nothing, nothing. That's 10X thinking. And you know what? All it does is start formulating your game plan around that mindset that's there and really taking that approach. And when we start doing that in components, because all we are at the end of the day is the total factor of the success of everybody's producers, and we start having those individual successes in each one of those pods, and they're building that, we end up having unbelievable success. And that's where the 10X of Higgs is going to come from. And that's really what goes back to our core values, is our ownership mentality and what we do. You've owned it. You have done an unbelievable job of that. We've got several other examples inside of our organization that have, and that's why we're propelling forward. And that's going to be at all capacities. It doesn't matter if it's Natalie in her position or you in yours or mine in mine. We ask people to be the best versions of themselves. And I love that. And when it comes through, and that's really integrating at the frontline level, that's what we're all about. So, man, that is awesome stuff that you shared and completely in alignment with where we're going as an organization. So, final question. Why is it important to have everyone aligned on this growth strategy? We just kind of led into that perfectly. But why is that so important in your eyes?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, it's all about having a shared vision. You know, we there's a lot of the times where, right, we're all busy. Everyone's busy. We all have things on our plate. We've all got a lot going on. But if we can all have a shared vision and know that everybody, you know, from the folks in the back office to the folks leading the agency to the folks that are really making everything happen behind the scenes. If everyone knows where we're going, it creates this environment where everyone is going the same direction. Everyone has the same core principles in mind when they're operating under those things. But then ultimately, I think what it does, you know, when everyone's aligned with that, it allows everyone to perform at their best. And when you talk about specialization, you talk about identifying the ideal clients, you start creating teams and individuals that perform their best on those types of accounts or those types of clients.
Okay, I'm going to challenge you here. So if you're if there's a listener out there right now that's struggling inside their organization going, man, it all sounds great, but how do I make that happen? So I talked about that picture the other night about you all at the Sounds game and the number of people and the energy that was in that picture. What would be the basis? I mean, obviously you're leading probably the fastest growing office in our organization right now and doing an unbelievable job there and with some really cool things coming forward. But what would be your advice to somebody listening out there right now saying, God, I'm struggling in my ability to be able to bring that to a reality of getting everybody on a shared common strategy vision? What would be your advice there?
Ultimate clear communication. And that starts, you know, in the individual conversations, you know, and it really, I think, grows from there. So you mentioned, you know, our office, I think we had 40 plus folks the other night at the Sounds game together. And man, it's just really neat to see the energy, right? And the youthful environment there and new additions, not only to the team, but new additions, you know, to people's families. And you're seeing all this, you know, come together in, you know, real life of something we started thinking about 2 and 3 years ago. When people are able to tie, you know, their personal performance and their why of what they do and why they show up, they're able to tie that to their life and how it's growing outside the agency. Going back to that thought of, if I can have everybody, you know, on our team living an integrated lifestyle, and not only thinking about where they want to be as a producer or as an employee in 10 years, but if you start tying some of those things to what do I want my life outside work to look like? What do I want my family to look like? What do I want, you know, my partnerships to look like, et cetera? You start thinking about those things on a bigger level and long term, and then you start backing into them, how you get there, what do you have to do today? You know, how do you be 1% better every single day? You know, what are those things you do, you know, just from waking up, you know, and showing up on time and, you know, staying late, you know, making the extra call? Those things compound. And when everyone as a group has an idea of where we're going, and then they can all implement something individually to live integrated, I think that's when it gets special. And we're starting to see the start of that in Nashville.
Y'all see why Higg has such a great future in front of it. You know, we've got multiple leaders throughout our organization that have this mindset. So blessed with that. So blessed to you. I think the one compliment I'll finalize today with you, and I've always been impressed about you, no matter if you talk about your faith, you talk about your family, you talk about work, very intentional, very well thought out. You have a game plan. You have a game plan that you want to go execute. And even when that game plan is thrown off, you still keep it together. You always have an unbelievable positive attitude, and you infect everybody else around you with that positive attitude. And man, I'm thankful to have you as part of our team, part of our benefits team. You've done such a great job in your leadership as being a part of, as a producer. Now you have it in this expanded role as market leader. I look forward to your future and what it holds in store. So thank you so much for your time, Brandon. It's been a pleasure, and congratulations on your new baby. Now, one thing we did not tell everybody about, your family status. We'll talk about what you've got going on at home.
Yeah, so, you know, this stuff is all important, right? But the most important thing, you know, in my life is being a dad now, you know, but really being a husband. You know, my wife, Sydney, she makes a lot of this stuff tick behind the scenes. You know, she's there to spur me along, help me out. So it's been a ton of fun, you know, in this season of transition. But it doesn't happen without, you know, having, again, a clear vision there, you know, and talking about those things. That's something, you know, Sydney and I do. You know, we talk about what we want our life to look like and where it's going, you know, and what do we need to do today, you know. And then now you add Palmer into the mix, our little girl, you know, 3 months old yesterday. And it's just, you know, it takes these things, again, integrates it, brings it all together, and you start seeing, you know, fruit of it day in, day out.
Well, congratulations on your all success as a family, but you as a person and all that you touch. Appreciate you being here. And Natalie, great job putting this together. Y'all have a blessed day.